The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. In the air tonight, talking about Gulf Coast Air Care. And Todd St. Orz is here with us this morning. Good morning, Todd.
Good
how you
morning,
doing?
Meg, how are you?
Pretty good, considering it's Wednesday and it's cooler and it's sunny.
There is something in the air and it's
there
better.
There is something in the air. College
no
football
doubt.
Is in the air.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah, there we
in.
Go.
I love you for that. I am
I
such a fan.
I know where to rub your belly.
I
Come
know.
On.
I am such, and I have a tail. It's a wagon.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
have so much love for the fall.
She's an UGA fan, y'all, if you
yes,
didn't
if you
know
didn't
this.
Know. So. Infamously so. Go Dogs. And we're playing Tennessee this weekend, so that should be kind of interesting.
Okay.
We'll see. But yeah, the fall is here. It's my favorite time of year. But now from a air care perspective, we've weathered, so to speak, a very
yes,
hot
yeah.
summer. So tell us from your perspective, how
is
the summer? How are things
brutal.
Now? Yeah.
Yeah.
Were y'all busy?
I missed some of it. I was in Colorado for a
you
little bit of time.
A little.
So
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. I just kept looking at the weather going, man, I'm glad I'm up here.
So. Ooh, those 108 and 110 heat indexes
yeah.
were something else.
Heat index. Yeah, that's brutal. So I'm glad that that's gone. However,
right.
now what are we doing?
Correct. And that's why you're here. I want to know, what do I do now?
God, you know, last time I was here, I told everybody about, check your drain lines. The end of the season. Your
mm-hmm.
air conditioner's been running hard. Mine flooded. It backed up.
After you said that?
Yeah, my carpet was wet. I was like, God, dang, man, what has going on here? And so I was like, cobbler's kid needs a pair of shoes. That's the old saying.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
right.
go out and find your drain line and check and make sure it doesn't have a bunch of slimy, gunky stuff. We still have a few weeks of air conditioning season, more than a few weeks.
There's
warmth out there. It's still going to have some days where we're in the high 80s and 90s and all that. And so as that air conditioner runs, the coil's wet and all that water's got to come off and go somewhere. It needs to go out of the house. It
mm-hmm.
needs to go out through the drain line. So you still want to go and check that, look at that, and make sure, put some vinegar down through the drain line. That's the first thing I did was put vinegar down there. I was like, oh, this ain't going to work. I got to get the shop vac out.
And you said last time, don't use bleach, correct?
Yeah, bleach is, if it gets in the drain line and gets in the pan, if it gets on those coil fins, it's
mm-hmm.
really hard on the fins. And the manufacturers are the ones saying switch over from bleach to acetic acid is what's in vinegar. So it'll knock that gunky, slimy stuff loose out of the drain line and get it flowing.
Mm-hmm.
But you may have to get a shop vac out. That's what I had to do. And,
oh, gosh.
And I have a dehumidifier coupled together with an air conditioner, not in the same line, but I was looking at, it's like, where is this water coming from? And both lines were clogged up. So
oh, no kidding.
I've been not paying attention all summer.
I guess
so,
not. I'm surprised. So what are the signs when it's clogged up besides flooding? Can you tell beforehand, before it starts flooding? Or
well, if you have a float switch, if you have a safety switch, which we put safety switches on and make sure that they work,
mm-hmm.
It'll shut the outside air conditioner off. A lot of times the way they're wired up, is the inside still running, and it fools you because the outside is shut off, and you are like, well, the air's running, you know, you feel it, but it's not cooling.
Mm-hmm.
That's because the compressor, the condenser unit outside is cut off. That's what produces the refrigerant, which produces the cold air on the coil, and then that's where the moisture comes from.
Okay.
So if you take that out of the deal with the float switch, and it's, you know, it's a simple, it's either the red wire or black wire, you know, however they wire it up. But so a lot of times people are fooled like, my air's not working, but I don't understand why. Well, the float switch is tripped. And you can pull that float body up and kind of look in there and see if there's water standing or gunk in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll fool you because it's like the indoor fan, the air handler, the furnace is still running, but the outside's not coming on.
Interesting. Okay.
And so that's one of the things, you know, and that happens. Well, it happens a lot. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, oh, we've never had that happen. Well, you're just getting lucky is all that's happening.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Eventually, the stuff builds up in there.
Okay, so this time of year is a good time to get that inspected or checked?
Yeah, it is, you know, and then we're coming to the end of the season. So if you've managed to get your system through the season all year,
mm-hmm.
you're in pretty good shape. But now, how much stuff is accumulated up in there? Bypass on the filter, not using a high-end filter, or, and by high-end, I mean the filter has to be, the return opening has to be sized correctly so that you can use the appropriate filter, because the more efficient filter you have, the less airflow you get through there,
mm-hmm.
and then you're choking the air conditioning off and shortening the lifespan. But, you know, it's kind of like trying to run
a breeze
through a coffee straw.
Are you talking about the filter now that's in the house that you change
out every
month?
Yeah,
that one? Okay.
Yeah, the return air filter.
Is there a better brand or something you should look for? I have no idea what I'm buying. I just look at the size and I buy one. Is there a better
So
quality?
You want to get the right size, and mm-hmm. then they're rated by MERV rating, M-E-R-V, which is Minimum Efficiency Reporting Value.
Oh.
It's not important. In other words, you start at MERV 2, which you can read the newspaper through it,
mm-hmm.
and then you go up to MERV 13, which is a super tight, pleated, almost like a honeycomb style MERV 13. And most people, they'll run somewhere between MERV 6, MERV 8, MERV 11.
Okay.
If you want to run higher in filtration and catch more particles, smaller particles, that sort of thing, you got to make sure that the return is sized correctly. Otherwise, you're trying to push all this airflow through a really efficient filter,
mm-hmm.
and then you just don't get enough airflow through there, and it's harder on the air conditioner. You won't get the right cooling operation going. Sometimes the coil will ice up,
right?
You know, and then when that ice melts, you've got that water to deal with. So, you know, filtration is important to keep up with, but the type of filtration that you're using
mm-hmm.
is important for your system.
Okay.
And then, you know, I reference a guy who's, he's an expert on all kinds of crazy stuff, and I was watching this old house also the other day.
Mm-hmm.
But their geographic operation of an HVAC system and ours are way different.
Really?
Way different because of the climate. And here we want cooling, but we also want some dehumidification because it's humid here all the time. Now, it feels pretty good this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I made a mad dash from the parking lot at the last second there. So, but it feels good this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we get some time where that humidity's lower, but in a lot of cases, we want that air conditioner to run that extended period of time, you know, let me just make up an analogy, like not a 6-minute cycle, but mm-hmm. an 11 or 12-minute cycle.
Oh, okay.
And on the back end of that 12-minute cycle, that dehumidification kind of happens. It's mixed together all the time. So we're cooling and dehumidifying at the same time.
How do you get your unit to do that?
Well, properly sized return
mm-hmm.
and properly sized air conditioner. If you need 2 tons of air conditioner and you have 3 tons,
mm-hmm.
it's going to short cycle. It's going to run for 3 minutes and shut off.
Okay.
It looks at the thermostat and goes, I'm done.
Right.
You're calling for 76. I'm at 76. And it doesn't pull any humidity out. That's
mm-hmm.
what the problem is with an oversized air conditioner.
Interesting, because you think more is better.
Yeah, bigger is better. Not better in the HVAC business.
Interesting.
It definitely
okay.
isn't.
Okay.
So, you know, and you can, like I said, I was listening to this one guy. They like to size equipment at 90% of capacity.
Hmm.
So, in other words, if you don't want to go 10% over on your sizing on your air conditioner, it's better to almost be 10% under because you're guaranteed to have that little bit of extra runtime. Yeah, it costs you in July and August when it's really hot and that
mm-hmm.
thing runs throughout the day. But that's at design criteria. On the hottest day, there's a design criteria for like every city or every region in the country. There's a big chart, and you just look it up. So ours is 92 degrees.
Wow, and, okay.
So if you're trying to maintain 75 at 92 degrees, mm-hmm. your air conditioner, if it's sized correctly, is going to run most of the afternoon. It's going to run a long time. And that gives you dehumidification, and that you're not oversized. Well, so that other 9 months out of the year when we're not at design degree days, mm-hmm. Then we're oversized if we're too big and it doesn't run correctly. Or if it's sized correctly, if you require 23,000 BTUs and have a two-ton system, which is 24,000 BTUs, mm-hmm. you're right in there. I see your eyes rolling a little.
No, they're not rolling. I'm just.
You was told there'd be no math.
No. I'm just trying to follow what you're saying because I think I am a perpetrator of AC neglect.
Well,
because I'm if it's running, I'm happy. If it's not running. I call somebody.
Kind of like the car, right? It's
yes,
like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I know, so. And it's terrible, but I find this fascinating because I am learning so much about it, and it makes me want to be more conscious so that it lasts longer and right. I get the best use of it.
And people ask me all the time, well, how long does an air conditioner last? Well, if it's sized correctly, mm-hmm. you should get 15, 18 years service life out of it.
Yeah.
And then when you make a change from something that's 10, 12, 15 years old, the new stuff is way more efficient.
Right, right.
I mean, they've changed it, and the government has kind of pushed us to be more efficient, mm-hmm. you know, use less energy and all that, which I don't always agree in every scenario that the highest efficiency is the best thing to do.
Right.
And it's, you know, so many fins per inch mm-hmm. of width, you know, so nowadays, we're seeing 16 fins per inch on something. You know how much water is held between those fins when they're 16 fins per inch? The old ones used to be 8 fins per inch.
Interesting. Yeah.
And I'm talking radiator fins on the coil.
Yeah.
So the amount of moisture that's in that equipment trying to drain out mm-hmm. or trying to, you don't want it to re-evaporate back up in through the ductwork. It gets right. the ductwork wet. And then, mm-hmm. you know, we've got that moisture. Then we've got microbial growth, blah, blah, blah. So there's changes to the, you know, we've just progressed everything. Mm-hmm. A car bought in the 60s and a car bought today.
Oh, not even the same ballpark.
Similar scenario mm-hmm. for air conditioning. And so, you know, they're all variable speed, so they don't just come on and mm-hmm. then turn off.
Right.
Now they come on and the speed varies up and down depending on sensors that pick up temperature, humidity, airflow, pressure, all that sort of thing. So there's some high-tech stuff in air conditioning, which we embrace. It's great. Mm-hmm. However, it needs to be done well.
Right. And if you just joined us, we're talking with Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care. And if you've got a question, maybe you're thinking about your own air conditioning and heating unit, 850-437-1620, please text it in. And I did get one, and it said, why can't I run my fan to get rid of the humidity instead of the AC?
Ooh, that is such a good question. So, and I would
know
tell
we've
you,
talked about this before.
Yeah,
but
if the fan runs in the on position, mm-hmm. that means it's you've flip that switch or hit that button and it's on all the time.
Right.
So constant fan pressure against that evaporator coil, which is all wet. That's what we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. When that thing cycles off in the auto position, which is where it should be, the water can drain off the coil and go out through the drain line. If you have that fan air pressure on all the time by running in the on position, you're pushing water and moisture and vapor back up into the duct. We go out, we do duct cleaning, and we see so many moldy, horrible, furry, woolly duct systems because they've run the fan in the on position thinking, well, I'll just, you know, move that air all the time.
Keep it circulating. I'm thinking that would save me money.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of residual cooling in the
airflow.
Mm-hmm. But if you leave that thing on, you are pushing that moisture off the coil back up into the duct, and you're trying to get it to evaporate on the coil and drain out and get mm-hmm. out of the house. That's how we get cooling and dehumidification.
Right.
So do not do that. And it's not more efficient. In the long run, you're going to end up replacing that duct system, especially nowadays. We have this duct board, which is a compressed fiberglass material. Mm-hmm. It comes in sheets. They form it into square trunk line, and we have flex duct. All that stuff gets moldy if there's water pressure and re-evaporation of that moisture from the coil up in there.
Wow.
And, you know, we always take a picture of the thermostat and we're shaking our heads like, oh, my gosh, yeah, I wonder how long. And it, in a lot of cases, it's a rental situation mm-hmm. or it's a, you know, somebody doesn't understand the principle, the idea, the theory. And you know, we get there, we have to do a little re-education. It's like, oh, yeah, gosh, this is not good. Well, and that's where we come into, you know, we clean the ductwork and then we resurface it with an antimicrobial paint.
Mm-hmm.
The ultraviolet light is another thing that helps you in that case. And, you know, if you have any questions about here, I just been sat down
no,
just
it's awesome.
Jabbering away.
Say, fascinating.
Call us at 850-934-2768. We're in Gulf Breeze. We have been in Gulf Breeze for 31 years.
Wow, Todd,
in
that's
the
great.
Business.
So this is Todd St. Orr's with Gulf Coast Air Care. And one of the things that you have that I like is you do have a newsletter you send out every month that people can sign up for. It always includes a funny bone, one of his jokes.
Okay.
He's got a great
sense. Do you see a funny bone you like
there?
I do.
Let's see. This was in September. So a reason grandchildren and grandparents get along so well is that they have a common adversary. Okay, that makes sense.
I'm not a grandparent yet, but I can see how that works. So,
okay, my daughter asked me if I was having fun doing the laundry. I replied, loads.
Loads.
There you go. Uh-huh. These are definitely dad jokes. But there is some interesting stuff, like one of the articles here I'm looking at now, we were just talking about air ducts, and it says that many homes' ductwork has air leaks as much as 25% to 40% in a recent study by the U.S. Department of Energy. So this is costing you comfort and a pile of cash. Really? So you have leaks in the air duct system?
Well, you know, so if you have an oversized air conditioner hooked up to a leaky duct system, you don't even realize it. You know, you realize that, wow, I didn't think our power bill was going to be $400 or $500 when we moved in here.
Right.
And then when you correct it, so we fixed that duct leak, we cleaned that system and all that. Now your oversized 3.5-ton system is actually delivering 3.25, 3.5 tons worth of airflow. It's measured by BTU. It's complicated. Anyways, when you get that duct system fixed up and it's not leaking, then you're short cycling the equipment and running the life cycle out of that equipment by turning it on, turning it off, turning it on, turning it off, because it's oversized and it's short cycling. That's
right,
what we call it.
Right.
And you don't realize that until you get the duct leaks fixed, and then all of a sudden it's like it amplifies the problem that you had.
Right.
And of course, what we say in the indoor air quality business, you know, when you're talking building sites, supply leaks suck. So if you're leaking on the supply side, which is the vent coming into every room, that leakage, the air conditioner is just trying to pull that airflow to fill in. Like, hey, I got to get 1,200 CFM of airflow.
Right.
So the supply side, if it leaks, it sucks from somewhere else. It's sucking from your attic, from your wall cavities, from doors and windows and all that. So when we say supply leaks suck, that's what's going on there. Do we have another
question? Yeah, we've got a couple questions coming in this morning. So, and if you do have a question for Todd, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, expert panel, Pensacola's expert panel, and he's our AC expert. So how much does a typical duct cleaning run? I have a three-year-old house, 1,600 square feet.
Okay, so if you have a three-year-old house, unless there's something horrific going on there, you're probably not a candidate for duct cleaning. We figure it by the vent. So we'll come out and do an inspection. On a three-year-old house, probably the only thing you really need is the air handler clean, which we pull the blower, clean the coils, flush the drain line, HEPA vac of the unit. So, and we tell people duct cleaning is, you know, kind of a 5 to 8 year process, depending on what kind of filtration you have, how you run the thermostat, how many people are there, how many of those Georgia Bulldogs are living in the house, you know, either the furry ones or the regular ones. And, So we figure the residential's by the vent. Call us at the office, 850-934-2768, and we'll talk to you, get a little bit more information about what you got going on.
Is there an inspection fee to come out?
No, we do free inspections.
Okay,
we,
so you can come out and evaluate.
To kind of help you and do education and that sort of thing.
Excellent.
Our
okay.
website is gulfcoastaircare.com. I haven't said that.
There you go, gulfcoastaircare.com.
Yep.
Okay, got another question for you, and this is one I want to know the answer to also. Is it good to run ceiling fans with your AC unit on?
Absolutely.
Aha, okay.
And so we're getting to the point, we're not there yet, it's still middle of September, but when you get to cooling season is over and you get to heating season, you can reverse that fan, because right now we're pulling airflow off the top, and then when the heating season changes, you reverse that fan, it goes the other way, and it pushes that warm air back towards the floor.
Okay, so this is hilarious, because he's describing this as he's describing
with
his
hands. Oh, yeah,
I got
my hands going. I am not even Italian, and I'm over here talking with my hands.
He's got his hands up in the air, he's swirling the fan. Okay, for those of us listening, can you describe, if my fan is spinning,
right?
How should it be right
it
now?
It draws air from the bottom,
the
down by the floor,
slats up or down
towards the I'm not sure which way it's oriented.
Okay.
I used to know this right off the top of my head.
Okay, is this
I
a
think
question?
Clockwise right now.
Okay.
It depends on the blades of your – I flew for 10 years with a, you know, variable bladed prop in the
Navy.
But
it's good to run them.
But, yeah. So run them. And then when you you can feel the airflow if you stand under the fan. It's pushing down on you.
Mm-hmm.
When it's time to switch, you can flip that. There's a little switch, typically on the – and it depends on where your ceiling fan. Some of them are way high up on a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
But you change that. And our season here, it's not that long where you run your fans in the other direction.
Right.
A couple, 3 months. But it'll push that warm air that you're paying for to try and get in wintertime from the ceiling back down towards the floor when you reverse that fan and that fan blade pitch is going the other direction.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. Okay. So great question.
Good. Yeah. Clear as mud, right, Meg?
Okay. No. Okay. Let's see. We got another question here. Let me see. It says, a couple of months ago, I had our house ducts cleaned and an UV light installed. Since that time, we occasionally have a popping sound coming from the indoor HVAC with very cold air coming from the vent near the HVAC. Is this normal after a cleaning and UV light installation?
Well, depending on – so there used to be an air cleaner that wasn't UV that would – had these little electrified wires in it, and it was like a bug zapper. A little piece of dust would go through the system, and it would zap like that. That could be what that's coming from.
Okay.
And we had a similar question to this a month or two ago, and I without coming out and looking and trying to figure out the source of that noise, I would say that popping is probably not normal. Because the UV light is, it's just this purple light that shines on the coil surface, and it uses the ultraviolet light to kill anything that's growing on there.
Interesting.
You got the perfect storm growing in your air conditioner because it's the right temperature, it's wet in there, there's airflow, it's dark, you know, and so stuff gets to growing. Well, if you put that UV light close to the coil surface, it eliminates that from growing on there.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as that cold air coming out closest to the unit, that is a typical thing. Most residentials don't have balance features in them where, you know, way down in the master on the other end of the house, referencing my house as a reference, is, you know, the temperature's different than the one right by the living room and kitchen, which is close to the air handler closet.
That makes sense.
Because the air has to travel a lot farther, and it picks a little heat gain up going through the attic. That's another reason why you want insulation and R6 or R8 ductwork in your attic so that that airflow that's traveling that distance in the house stays cold to get to the far end of the system.
No, that makes perfect sense. Great questions this morning. I really appreciate you sending them in. We're just about out of time. The little music's going to start here in a second. So if someone wants you to come out, you do free inspections. You'd come take a look and even see if this guy's got an issue with what's going
Call
on.
Call us at the office. We're in Gulf Breeze, and we're licensed in Florida and in Alabama. 850-934-2768. Our website is GulfCoastAirCare.com. We've been doing this for 31 years, not our first rodeo.
No.
So don't have to watch any YouTube videos to come to work. Like
and you can go to the website to sign up for the newsletter.
Yeah, yeah.
Which has lots of interesting facts. It's seasonal, so every month it comes out.
And it's just simple. We've been doing it electronically. Just let us know when we can help you.
All right. Talking with Todd St. Orrs with Gulf Coast Air Care. Again, the website?
GulfCoastAirCare.com, and our phone is 850-934-2768. You can use info@GulfCoastAirCare.com. And that will get us an email.
Excellent. All right.
Your phone.
Thanks so much, Todd. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert
Panel.
We'll be back.